Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Phil Hollows, founder of the feed and email service FeedBlitz. He's also the author of a new book, List Building for Bloggers, Proven Email Strategies That Build Your Audience, Increase Engagement, and Grow Your Income. Stick around. I'm hoping that by the time we're done talking, at least one of us will understand what it's all about. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of titles. You could even download The Profiler, written by famed criminal profiler Pat Brown and yours truly, which Pat will read to you personally. Here's an excerpt from The Profiler, read by Pat Brown.
No one had ever been murdered in my town. The community's first house, my house, was built in the 1700s on rolling Maryland farmland. Many interesting things happened here over the centuries, but the town had never experienced a violent homicide. Ann Kelly, a brilliant government intern from the Midwest, would have the unfortunate honor of being the first.
To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience that includes people who actually understand why a feed is called a feed in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. In the 5 years that Mr. Media has been presented as an online podcast, first in audio, now in video in many cases, I would say that my biggest ongoing headache has been understanding what a feed is, how it works, and how to keep it healthy. It hasn't always been easy. A blogger website's feed takes the usual content and repackages it in a way that it can be used for many other purposes. For example, you can subscribe to Mr. Media via its feed, which allows you to receive email or RSS updates. The feed lets us automatically send each episode to iTunes, Stitcher, and the new free Mr. Media mobile app for Android smartphones. Yes, that's a plug. It also shares the latest interviews, like magic, with dozens of social media services. And that's all well and good. But every couple of months, I add a new feature, or a new ad, or a line of HTML code that makes the feed get angry. And you don't want to see my feed when it's angry. Fortunately, there are guys like Phil Hollows around to smooth its frustration. Phil is the founder of FeedBlitz, a premium alternative to the free feed burner service. Now, a year or two ago, he read about my frustration, maybe on a Twitter tweet or in the feed burner forum. I'm not really sure at this point. I was upset with FeedBurner's lack of customer service and my inability to get anyone there to help me anymore since Google took over. Phil invited me to try FeedBlitz. I did, and I'm a very satisfied customer. And when we threw in the towel last month on another free Google service, Blogger, and switched over to WordPress, it was Phil Hollows who again was there to calm my nerves and guide me through my latest mishaps. Now, Phil, in addition to being a feed expert, is also an email marketing genius. He just published a new book, List Building for Bloggers, Proven Email Strategies That Build Your Audience, Increase Engagement, and Grow Your Income. I like the last part. You can get it at listbuildingforbloggers.com or on the Amazon Kindle. And I thought after all this, the least I could do is have him come on here and pimp his book. Phil Hollows, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you, Bob. I've never been called a pimp before, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, Phil, am I the only feed idiot out there? Please, and please, right now, lie. Tell me.
Well,
tell me no, that there's a lot of them.
You're not an idiot, Bob. I know people are somewhat confused by feeds, and I think that's part of the challenge and why, for example, when you have a feed service that doesn't have support, it can be very challenging and very frustrating to get stuck and get going again, because when you do get stuck, there's nobody there. And the challenge with feeds is, in all of their shapes and forms and however they manifest themselves, is that they're often at the core of your syndication efforts to get your word out on, you know, podcasts and email and RSS. And so all of a sudden, your subscribers start getting upset and you're not getting your word out and you can't monetize through ads or subscriptions or however you're doing it. And so it can be very frustrating. And you know, in a sense, the goal of these RSS actually stands for really simple syndication. The idea is that you don't have to care too much about it, and they shouldn't take too much managing. Unfortunately, they do. When you move from one host to another or one service for another, it's easy to forget the thing you've forgotten about for the last few years until it sort of rears up and kicks you in the behind. So, you're by no means alone. Although computers are our friends, sometimes they make it really hard for us. And that's when, if I can put my service here, a premium service with real people you can talk to and get help, it can really make the difference in terms of making things simple and getting your monetization back on track.
Well, and there was something else I noticed. And I don't know if it's because of FeedBlitz or WordPress, but when Mr. Media made the switch about a month ago, and you were there, so you know, as we worked through all the little problems that are inevitable when you make a switch like that, I noticed that traffic to Mr. Media, when everything was working, when WordPress was working, when the feed was working, it doubled almost automatically. And I cannot explain it. I know that the site's Alexa ranking has gone, you know, through the roof since we made the switch. And I could just slug myself for sticking it out with the Blogger and FeedBurner as long as I did. And I can't explain why those ultimately were holding me back, but hey, I'm very happy where I am now.
Well, congratulations, and you know, maybe I should consider moving my site again as well. I'm still on Blogger, just being so old school and been around for a long time. And you know, it, for me with WordPress, it's the flip side. Every time I think about moving, some of the security scare shows up. So you know, I can look like, oh, maybe not. But I think one day I will take the plunge. But you know, for whatever reason, you know, I'm glad your traffic's doubled. I think. Clearly, the move has benefited you, so that's great. I mean, you know, all is well that ends well.
Well, I know. I'll give you an example, and then we'll go on to more concrete things to help other people. But on Sunday, the feed went down again, and you and I communicated,
right.
And it turned out that I had used the Google AdSense widget and had tried putting an ad above the post, and you said that was
created
junk. And so I took that out, and then the feed starts working again, and apparently it was down about 24 hours because of this bonehead move on my part, which I didn't know was a bonehead move until I did it. And then suddenly the traffic started flowing and flowing and flowing, and it's just crazy. So,
well, but I think it goes to show also that if the feed is responsible for kind of that much traffic, it shows how important the feeds really are to many sites. And how important then it is to be able to reach out to somebody when something goes wrong, no matter what the root cause, whether it's, you know, pilot error or some other problem or a hardware fault, you know, or a plug-in upgrade suddenly trashing everything. You need to be able to say, you know, it drives so much traffic that you need to be able to get your traffic back quickly, and you need to reach out to somebody.
Now, do you have a sense of the market for feeds in terms of how many people out there are operating a blog or a website and not using a feed? So what is your potential market still?
Well, I think that there's two different questions. I mean, in a sense, every blog has a feed built in. Blogs does provide that as part of service. It's you know, self-managed. What services like FeedBlitz and FeedBurner do is add value to that feed by adding things like options to help you syndicate it better, options that will enable you to or your subscribers to retweet it or like it on Facebook or share and things like that. And, of course, metrics. How many people are following your feed? How are they following it? And things like that. I still think there's relatively few people using services like ours to help track those metrics. What we find, though, is that the more professional your blog becomes, as soon as it ceases to be a hobby, as it were, and more kind of starts to contribute income, as soon as you start to think about income and money, and then you're led down the path towards SEO because now you want to make more money, then people start to pay attention, because then you need to find out, well, how many people are coming to the site? And you start off with something like Google Analytics, and then you need to track the feed, and then you need to figure out how much maybe you can make from your feed in terms of CPM rates and what have you. And so it becomes increasingly important. So we find that there's like a life cycle that people go through on their blogs, where it's nothing, then maybe they'll go with FeedBurner typically by default because it's free and, you know, hey, everybody's using it. And it turns out that once it becomes part of your business and your household income, particularly in this economy when maybe all of a sudden every penny counts, people want to have a professional service where they can actually call people, ask for advice. I was helping somebody yesterday evening with in New Zealand, as it turns out, helping them grow their email list faster and because they didn't have their form in the right place. So it really can make a huge difference to how well you're growing your blog and ultimately how much money you can make from it when you actually pay attention to the feed and, you know, get the right services and systems and people in place to help support you and your work.
Do you think there'll come a time, RSS stands for, of course, you know, really simple, real simple syndication, but very few people in the general public actually understand that. Do you think there'll come a time where the feed and the RSS and all that is involved there, that it'll evolve into something more simple, more transparent, and less techie?
I think it already is, in a sense, and there's a reason why I think RSS will eventually become part of the woodwork, much like HTTP is. You know, nobody reading a website on their browser understands the hypertext transfer protocol that moves bits and bytes between you and a server, and nor should you, right? And so I think the same is true for RSS. I mean, very few people understand that orange icon with a white curly line on it, outside the bloggerati, if you will. And I think that's one of the reasons why email subscriptions powered by that feed are a great win, because everybody understands that. Everybody has at least one email account, probably three or five, depending on, you know, from their Gmail, their telco, their wireless provider, you know, a couple of free services. So its ubiquity of email makes it a real win, even though it's powered by the same source. And so RSS, the feed, I think is ultimately going to disappear apart from the hardcore techno geeks, right? But that's okay, because what it will be the glue that's driving podcasts and mailings and other things that regular people do understand and can consume. You don't need to understand the internal combustion engine to drive your car, right? So, I mean, it's a very similar analogy to that, I think. And so you'll see RSS used, but it'll be hidden from everybody. It'll be powering other value-added services.
I know I've taught social media for beginners the last couple of years, and RSS and the feed is one of the most difficult things to explain to people who are, you know, just trying to understand how Facebook works. And yet it comes up, and, you know, it's like I try to say, well, you know, you can subscribe to your favorite blog or website and get these, and it just blows their mind, and I just usually just throw up my hands and move on.
Right. Well, I mean, when I give presentation sessions at conferences on how to do better email marketing with your blog, one of the things I focus on is, you know, typically people will have their feed and Twitter and Facebook icons somewhere on their website inviting people to subscribe. And for some reason, maybe just historically RSS was first, the RSS icon is usually first, and then you get Facebook and Twitter or email or something like that. And I kind of makes me want to scream, because all of your audience, the one they understand least is RSS, but that's the one they see first. And they go, what is that? But they understand Facebook. They understand, some of them will understand Twitter, but everybody understands email. So if you're going to do something with that and think about subscriptions, put the email one first, because everybody understands it. You understand the notion of an email subscription and a newsletter and a mailing list. They're the concepts we all know and love, and it's not, you know, about as friendly as a cornered rat when it comes to subscriptions for the majority of the people. And one of my core sayings to bloggers, particularly the more expert, the more experienced ones, is that, remember, you're not your audience. You may use Twitter, you may use feeds and Google Reader. Your mother probably doesn't, right? And if that's the kind of level you need to understand your readership is at, and pitch your blog or your content and your subscription offerings accordingly.
Well, and I know you're aching to talk about email and email marketing, so let's do this. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media interview with FeedBlitz founder Phil Hollows, whose new book, List Building for Bloggers, Proven Email Strategies That Build Your Audience, Increase Engagement, and Grow Your Income, is available at listbuildingforbloggers.com or on the Amazon Kindle. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Guy Kawasaki. You're listening to Mr. Media, You Poor Slob.
This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media interview with FeedBlitz founder Phil Hollows, whose new book, List Building for Bloggers, Proven Email Strategies That Build Your Audience, Increase Engagement, and Grow Your Income, is available at listbuildingforbloggers.com and on the Amazon Kindle. Now, Phil, in this segment, I'd really like to talk about another online marketing skill that continues to elude me, email. You obviously understand it. You've written an entire book about it.
Right.
Why is email such an effective sharing tool and marketing device? And why do you put it, as you did in the first half, even ahead of RSS feeds?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons why email is effective and why it's so good. First of all, it's ubiquitous and readily understandable. So, like I said before, everybody has many email accounts. And so it's very ubiquity means your content is available to everybody online, no matter what. And so you're not being, there's a much lower risk of confusion when you offer an email subscription than it is with, say, Twitter or RSS. Secondly, because of the efforts of spammers and the people who like malware, there's a lot of effort putting into getting somebody onto an email list. You have to type in the squiggly letters on the capture. You have to go through the dual opt-in to say, yes, that was really me, and yes, I really want that content. And so when people subscribe by email to your blog through that dual opt-in process, what you end up with is somebody who's actually really committed to actually following you and getting what you, hearing what you have to say. If a Facebook like is something like AirKiss, with an email subscription, you're picking out curtains. Right, it's a much closer relationship. We've got much greater commitment required to get on that list in the first place. And as a result, and this is a quote from my book, people like Seth Godin say that their email subscribers are 10 times more engaged with their content than any other form. So it's a real win for the publisher as well, you know, the provider of the content, because these are your most committed people, right? They're most excited to be there, and they're opening up their inbox to you because it takes so much work to get onto that list. And then finally, when you think about when an email goes out to subscribers as opposed to a tweet or a wall post on Facebook, if you think about what an email is, it is fundamentally a one-page website you're pushing out to those inboxes, okay? So it has your logo. You can track activity such as clicks. You can put formatting and images in there, right? And so it's a very rich subscriber-friendly environment where they can, where you can really get your word out and your sort of branding across. A text-based 140 tweet, character tweet, will reach the people on Twitter, which is going to be typically much smaller than your email subscriber base, but there's no branding. They have to click through to get to it. And with even a wall post on Facebook, typically speaking, you'll have one teeny-weeny little thumbnail image, right, and all that run-on text. So it's a much better experience for subscribers because it's much richer and much more engaging than any other form of social media right now. And so I like to call email the original social network, right? And it's just, so it's better for subscribers in terms of how you present yourself. And because it's more engaging, it's better for you, the blogger and the content provider, in terms of getting your subscribers back. And the reason why it's a win altogether is because having an email subscription and having those fans is a great way to kind of boost your traffic, because when you push that content out, instead of having them think, oh, I haven't been to Mr. Media for a while, let me just see what's going on, you push it to their inboxes and they say, yeah, I want to do that. And it drives traffic back where you can monetize it through whatever means you're monetizing, such as, you know, ad programs, for example. So that's why it's a much, much, much richer, it's a much richer environment. Your subscribers are more engaged, and it's better for both the content provider and the subscriber when you get the word out. So, you know, it's a win all around, and no other form of push technology and messaging can actually defeat it today. It's just incredibly, incredibly powerful. And it's a mature technology. It's 50 years old, and it works extremely well.
Yeah, it's weird. I believe in it a lot in terms of when there's a website or a blog that I like to go and subscribe, not to the feed because I have to go and look at the feed, but right. to the email. And those that don't have their site or their blog available as email, I tend to skip because I want it via email. I wanted to get it. You know, I wanted to come in on my phone. So wherever right. I am, when it's updated, I can go and, oh, look, there's something new from, you know, Feedblitz or from Phil or from Mr. Media. And ironically, as much as I like it, I've not had good experiences as a content provider using it. In the early days of Mr. Media.
Oh, the early days, yes.
No, not with you. But in the early days of Mr. Media, I would send out a weekly update to everyone I knew. And the people who would say, please stop sending that to me, and I would stop sending it to them. I tried right. using I can't think what it's called. It starts with a C, and the second word is a C.
Something about contact.
Yeah. I used them for a while. I paid for that, and right. it was. I know the service works for other people, but. It was very frustrating because you're right, you get details about how many go out, how many come back, you know, how many email addresses are bad, how many people open them, how much time they spend on it.
Right.
It was just so sad how few people actually open. If it went out to 4,000 people, 12 people opened it.
Wow.
So what I'm getting to with this is, there you can subscribe to Mr. Media via email. I just, for whatever reason, and this is, I want to learn this for myself and also for other people who may watch this. There must be some real good tricks to getting people's attention to that email subscription and to getting them to take action.
There are, and so it covers a number of different ways of working. So, for example, one of the benefits of Feedblitz as opposed to a sort of a traditional contact email marketing service. Is that we don't only automate the distribution, the delivery of your emails, but we actually automate the production of those emails. So you don't have to log in once a week and go, oh, it's time for my weekly newsletter, what am I going to write now? We'll just take your blog's content, package it up, and send it out in a formative, branded way. So it's a huge labor saver and time saver, which you can then use for other purposes, such as making more money from your blog. So that's a real win. But in terms of getting the email open, and I'm glad you mentioned the mobile device because on these phones, if you hold, first of all, email is the most popular app outside of your basic telephony on mobile devices. It's what people use the most for. Even in this modern age, email, don't forget it. But when you're looking at an email on a mobile phone, a smartphone like my Android or your iPhone, and you have it in portrait mode like this. You've got about 35 to 40 characters in the subject line to make your point, right? If you don't hook the reader in that short a period of time, you're not going to get them. You're not going to open your email. And so one of the keys to success with email marketing is to write short, imperative, intriguing, possibly controversial subject lines that get to the point in those first few, five or six words of the subject line, okay? And the way you do that with an automated email service like Feedblitz coming from your blog is to write short, exciting post titles. And so when you do that, that turns out to be really good for SEO because short, exciting keyword titles happen to be keyword-rich titles. And since the title tag is what Google and other search engines pay attention to the most when it comes to ranking your page, it's a real win for SEO as well. And so what happens is you get into the habit of writing short, punchy subject lines with short imperative verbs. Do this. I'm going to tell you how, get rich quick in a sense is a great one. All right. They'll click on ones that say that. But you see the point. And so. Testing subject matter. A lot of, particularly with FeedBurner, the majority of emails are sent out from FeedBurner don't even change the subject line from one mailing to the next. So the subscriber has absolutely no clue what's inside that content. It's very frustrating for them, and it leads to a very quick decline in open rates. So one of the core things to do is in a sense, don't get cute in your subject lines, right? Think very, very hard about how you want to phrase them, because the other thing is search engines don't have a sense of humor. You may have come up with something incredibly witty for your post subject line, but when it comes to SEO, it's going to stink because it's going to have no keywords in, even though it was replete with irony and you thought it was the best thing for sliced bread. So really get to the point very quickly on your subject lines because of the mobile devices, and it'll work really well for open rates around. And the other thing is called test them. So you can have one style of headline or subject line 1 week and one other style the next, and you can see how well they perform vis-a-vis open rates and start to optimize it from there.
Yeah. I was going to say, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is permission. Very important to what you do.
Essential.
You cannot go around signing up people just because you want to sign them up. They must give their permission. They must do it themselves, basically.
Yes. And so there are basically three keys to good email marketing that will help you get good open and click-through rates and avoid being labeled a spammer. Permission is number one, right? You have to use confirmed dual opt-in. The other thing is timeliness. So your post must be, you know, around the right. It's no good getting a deal on a coupon that's expired 2 days ago, right? And it must be relevant. So if you're writing a blog about faith, okay, they're not interested in your taste in French wines, and keep that on a separate blog, and don't cross-pollinate the list. Okay, so you know, it's very important with email marketing. If you're not sure that something is going to be kosher with something you're thinking of doing, then it's a good rule not to. You know, always get permission. You know, you can do it in a number of ways. Online, it's through dual opt-in. If you're going to an event, have a sign-up sheet and have people sign in with that, so it's very clear that they've given you permission to add them to your list. If your boyfriend or girlfriend or boss says, hey, I've got this list from somewhere, let's add them to the blog, the answer is no. The answer is no. Don't import rented names. Don't never, ever, ever, ever buy names from people online, because they're full of what are called spam traps, and where the ISPs know that name is not real, has never been a person, has never opted into anything. And as soon as they see it coming from you, that's it. You're heading to junk or worse. So you absolutely want to keep everything as clean and above board as you possibly can. And does that mean you might have slightly lower growth on your list total? Yes. Do you mean you have a kick-ass, high-quality, engaged list? Absolutely. Getting to the inbox pretty much every time? Absolutely. And that's the key. If you can't get the job done getting your mail and your message into the inbox, then that's a real problem for you. And it doesn't matter how big your list is if it only gets through to your mom.
Very good. And last question. What's ahead for you and for Feedblitz? I think, as I recall, you just did a big upgrade or in the process.
We're rolling out Feedblitz version 4, a very exciting upgrade, where we're basically... It's exciting because Feedblitz is more than email. Feedblitz is mail, it's RSS feed management, it's auto posting to Twitter, to Facebook, to LinkedIn. There are instant message options, and there are also, now we're working on version 4. It's a way of having it self organized into sites. So that's one of the things. It's really a huge step forward in terms of usability and bringing all of your social communications around one site into one dashboard. So it's a really, really big deal in terms of making the service more approachable, easier to use, and pulling all of those metrics across all of those different distribution channels together. And we're rolling that out right now. So, you know, there's still probably a month or two of steadily increasing availability and things like that before we coerce everybody into it. But very excited about the release and its potential. And going forward, you can see much more from us in terms of making more sophisticated email marketing techniques available, but making them approachable and easy to use. And we're contemplating some things that I think are a little different here from your traditional email marketing vendor. And I'm not going to talk about them now. They're a little coy. But I think by year's end, you'll see a lot of very interesting approaches to thinking about subscriptions and how bloggers and publishers and podcasters can really make the most of them to grow their businesses. And that's really what it's all about, to help you grow your business with the least amount of effort. And that's what we're continuing to focus on.
Very good. Well, folks, listen, you can try out the premium feed service, Feedblitz, at feedblitz.com, and you can order Phil Hollow's new book, List Building for Bloggers, Proven Email Strategies That Build Your Audience, Increase Engagement, and Grow Your Income, best part, at his website, listbuildingforbloggers.com. Well, you can get it right now at mrmedia.com. We'll have it for sale right there on the site as well. Phil, can people find you on Twitter or Facebook as well as your website?
Absolutely. I'm often on Twitter. I'm at pholows. That's pholows. And that's really the best way to reach me, or via email, of course. Mm-hmm. phil@feedblitz.com. And I'm happy to chat to anybody about our services, about the business and how it came to be, where we're going. And if anybody needs help or advice, you know, please do stand up and shout, and I'll be more than happy to help.
Folks, I will swear to you that this man makes himself available crazy times, crazy hours, and he is very responsive, which is why I'm having him here. I mean, it's been a great help to MrMedia.com, and I suspect if he can help a loser like me with a website,
oh, stop.
He can do wonders for you. Phil Hollows, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you. And folks, for more original interviews with internet entrepreneurs and marketing experts, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com. That's MrMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media. After all we've talked about, you know you want to do it via email, RSS, iTunes, or Stitcher. That way you'll never miss a show. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in parts of Sudbury, Massachusetts. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. If you've got an idea for a guest to comment on today's show or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, you can email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line at 1-727-498-4711. Now, some messages may be recorded for future use, and unless you live next door to Mr. Media, that would be over there or over there, there may be a toll charge. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate you giving up a piece of your day and spending it with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. See you soon, everybody. Bye-bye. Folks, you can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone, whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too, always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Mark Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code Mr. Media, MR Media, when you register. And thanks for listening.
Hey, this is comedian Bill Engvall. I know what you're thinking. You cannot be a blue-collar comic because you were on the show with Mr. Media.